It's centrally located. It's got some great companies there. From reading what's going on with Bloomington and being Advantage, there's a lot of volunteers standing ready at the helm to assist, but also just the schools. I mean, economic development is turning into a battle for workforce, and you've got a great talent pool there.
How do the roles differ between the EDC, the Economic Development Departments in Bloomington and Normal, and other kinds of economic development efforts that things like bodies like the Chamber of Commerce engage in? How do you keep everybody coordinated?
That is key. Coordination is key. It's something that we've been very successful up here in Tinley Park and in Decatur. It's all about communication. So it's finding out what everyone's strengths are, what they have time to do, what their priorities are, and just hitting really the ground running as a team. So it's going to take a lot of relationship building in the beginning, but I'm confident that we're going to do that. But everyone has their own roles, and it's just defining those roles, finding out what the goals are going to be, and then really having some solid measurables in order to accomplish those goals. So I'm looking forward to working with all the community partners down there.
Part of the reason that the hiring process that has resulted in your coming on board has taken more than a year is that the EDC was in the middle of this redefinition of what it wanted to do and what it is. Can you articulate how you think that differs from what other EDCs engage in and your vision of what they're looking for?
Sure. From my brief experience during the interview process, seeing what the EDC was in the past, I actually do know who Marty Vangus is. He's been a colleague of mine over the years. Compared to what it is now and where it's wanting to go, I think that the best thing that we can do is just focus on best practices. I'm a big fan of studying tactics of what's been successful in other communities and implementing it here. With the change in workforce and educational needs that are going on, it's something that has to be fluid, so it's not the same as it was 10 years ago, but that's why we just have to study best practices and work together to find out, you know, what it's going to take to accomplish our goals. So that will be a very fluid process, but it comes back to the communication.
Mayor Chris Koos of Normal recently remarked during a public television forum that the region has been missing a bet and has never really done what it could to leverage the individual strengths among the mid-sized cities along the I-74 corridor, Peoria, Bloomington, Normal, a little bit in Decatur to the south, and Champaign-Urbana, that each of those communities has its strengths but has too often competed and not cooperated. How would you live out that critique in your new role?
Yeah, that's a great question. And regional economic development is the way to go. I do have contacts in all those communities since I was born and raised in Decatur. I plan on meeting with every single one of them and trying to figure out how we can put together a regional marketing approach. So the goal would be to market regionally and then sell locally. We're really not in competition with each other. It's not Champaign versus Bloomington Normal. It's really us against Chicago and us against Texas. Whenever site selectors are looking, they don't really care if it's between the two cities. They want to know, can we support the staff? If we look at the inflow and outflow of where people work and where they live, it's all over Central Illinois. So we really need to work together, and I look forward to partnering with those other communities to accomplish that.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Patrick Hoban, the new Bloomington Normal EDC director, picked to replace Kyle Hamm. It's not so easy to generate cooperation, though, even if there's a recognition that it needs to happen. There was a recent campaign by the Decatur EDC to point out that crime rates in Decatur and average wages in Decatur are favorable compared to some neighboring communities, and this raised some eyebrows up here and in Champaign-Urbana and in Springfield. So is that sort of competitive, we're better than you are, public relations campaign helpful?
In my opinion, I do know those that were in charge of that campaign, and I think their goal was to really boost morale within the city. They did not, you know, look forward enough to see the unintended consequences of what it could do with the relationships around with the partners in the region. So I understand what they're trying to do, but yeah, that's not the best practice. But I still, you know, you have to overlook that when it comes to being partners. And that's one of the things that I learned in my degree at Milliken was organizational leadership. Everyone has style. We're going to hopefully move past that and get everyone on the same page.
Describe your leadership style.
My leadership style is basically knowing that, you know, I do not know everything and that more minds are better than one. I really like to get a team together that has different personality types than even my own, just so we can really focus on our strengths. I mean, I have plenty of weaknesses, so I need to hire experts that can take care of those for us. And like I said, it's all about partnership and hiring the best of the best. I want to put together a really quality team that can take Bloomington Normal to the next level.
What are the pieces currently lacking in that team, given the fact that they've been without a permanent CEO for more than a year now?
Well, I believe the staff now, there's only two of us there, then myself will be added. But I really want to get a business retention expansion specialist going. I need someone to get the temperature of the community. I will be attending those meetings in the beginning, especially with the larger employers, but finding out what the needs are of our businesses. Really would be nice to find out who the suppliers and buyers are so we can have some targets to go after. Working on an attraction side of things. But I also think something that we could work on together with, I believe, Illinois Wesleyan has a SBDC, is really focusing on the entrepreneurship and innovation side of things. So there's a variety of different ways that we can do economic development, but until I get around and speak with the stakeholders, figure out who's doing what, I'm not going to know who we really need to have on staff. But once we do, we'll hire the right people to do so.
There's been some talk that the EDC moving forward should be more funded through business contributions and less through government contributions. What is your view of the proper mix?
I am a firm believer in that. I do agree with that statement that most EDCs, when you look at the mix, it's probably more of a 60-40, 80-20, heavier on the private side of things. And to do that, we just really need to show our businesses what the return on investment is going to be. I mean, that's with the public as well. But there's enough businesses there, and hopefully with the new businesses that we bring in, we can show them what the return will be, that they're going to support the EDC and our efforts moving forward. But it's going to come down to, back again, going to those analytical approach, showing everyone what the return on investment is.
How does Central Illinois compete with Texas, where down in Richardson and that North Dallas corridor, they're adding, 400 jobs a day? And the opportunities, collect a workforce that is made to fill those opportunities, and it's tougher to keep people in Central Illinois because of that. How do you compete with that?
I agree. Another great question. It is going to be a challenge, but Illinois has its own strengths. I mean, we've got some of the best land in the world when it comes to agriculture, and we already have businesses that are existing. Rivian is a very, very exciting opportunity. I'm looking to spin off of that. But it's really basically trying to focus on what clusters you have in order to strengthen those, but also to diversify, to bring in other businesses as well. So it's really, we have to take a look at what talent we have, especially when it comes to the universities that are there, and how we can recruit in businesses that could use that talent. Because the talent's there, and then it goes away. We need to try to keep them intact. So it's really going to be a battle for talent. And I understand that Texas and anywhere in the Sun Belt is going gangbusters right now based on their the tax situation that's down in Texas and the rest of the areas compared to Illinois. But we are moving forward. Over my experience here in Illinois doing this, the biggest challenge in the past has always been the uncertainty. But as long as there can be a plan moving forward, I think we're going to be able to compete. And if you actually look at projects being done for the past 5-6 years, Illinois has ranked pretty high in actual investment. So we can compete with Texas. There's an article, I believe it's called The Governor's Cup, the Insight Selection magazine that comes out every year, and Illinois is always ranked pretty high.